Well, it's a tradition in my village where I was born from, you know, that the weaving has been passing on for many, many generations. So you learn from your grandfather to your dad. My older brother helped me learn. So I used to watch my dad weave at night. I would sit under the loom and watch his hands and weaving. And I always thought, man, I can't wait to help him. When I got to be 9, I reached the loom. I could reach the looms, and I started weaving.
I was an obsessive potter from the age of 14 in Milwaukee. And even before then, there was a sandbox out back, and I would dig through the sand to get to the clay underneath the sand and then make stuff out of it and then be a complete mess. I developed these personal drawings that are like primitive drawings. They're very stick figure-ish. They're very simple. I was in Chicago, and my girlfriend from college said, I've been to this incredible village where they are incredible weavers, and they could weave anything. And I think your drawings would look really cool as a weaving. So give me one, and I'll take it there. And so I did. I gave her this little, you know, it's a little ink painting on, you know, some terrible newsprint.
I said, man, that looks very interesting. So I said, okay, I'm going to do that. And so I wove that piece, and, you know, after we finished it, we shipped it back to the U.S.
6 months later, this thing arrives that's 4 by 6 feet from this little painting, and it is so true to the hand-drawn line that I was completely enamored with it, and I wanted to meet the weaver who made that piece, and I wanted to collaborate and do more work with that exact person because the spirit of him was so evident.
First of all, when we met, we just got so attracted to each other, and then I came here, and then that's when we started like getting more serious about our relationship. And I didn't speak English back then; she didn't speak Spanish, so. We bought 2 dictionaries, exactly the same. So she would say something, and we spent like hours and hours to be able to communicate.
I think it was completely natural. Really, from the minute we met, we just felt like we were connected at the hip. And so it was just natural to say, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Now there's a rhythm of almost one and one, where Wenzel weave one of your pattern-driven pieces.
One of mine and one of hers, and it depends. And sometimes I see her painting that looks so beautiful, I can't wait to weave that, so I'll do 2 of hers and wait for mine.
We love it. I don't think we'd be happy any other way. You know, we struggled so hard to be together that once we were together, we're grateful for that. That's a gift.